Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we're back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, Keith Fadnimmer, all the boys and girls. Thank you for your ongoing support down at Noral Toyota. We do appreciate it. Now, before I introduce my guest, did you give me a head nod and I just missed it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You nailed it perfectly.
I read the signal right. I was like, oh, I think there's some dead air here. Okay, nailing it. Okay, as you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, thank you very much. My name is Tracy Ball, and I'm a member at the local gym, Crude Strength and Performance. And this year I'm organizing the Strongman Show portion of the Canada Day Strength Spectacular.
Okay, very cool. Well, thank you for making the time to come.
Yeah.
We're dedicating this whole week to you guys and that competition, so that's awesome. So when you say you're planning and organizing it, what's your role in that? What does that mean? Because it's probably a huge undertaking.
It has been a big undertaking. You know, the Strongman Show has been going on in our community for a long time, since the late 2000s, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so this is my first year being the organizer. And really, we've got a small team of volunteers, and we're mighty, and we're just trying to get all the pieces together to make it a really good show for the athletes and for the community to come and watch.
That's awesome. So how did you find yourself in this world?
Well, actually, part of the experience that I'm hoping to recreate for the community is this opportunity to come and watch people do something. I've always been interested in activity and different kinds of athletic endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
And my first exposure was watching a demo at Canada Day at Mac Island about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I started following on social media. Took me about a year to actually come and check the gym out.
Right.
And then still more time after that to get the courage up to join. So really want to get people some exposure. Let them know it's something that's maybe more accessible than they might have thought in the past.
Right.
Have some fun. And that's how I got into it, really.
Awesome. So are you competing? Have you competed? Like, what's your, other from planning this event, what has been your role in regards to the sport in itself?
Yeah, so I've been competing for about 3.5 years now.
Okay.
And through COVID, it was a little bit different maybe than in the past. We didn't get as much of that crowd component. Mm-hmm. But yes, so I'm an active amateur athlete.
Okay.
So I compete across the province, and I've been to BC one time as well.
Okay. And so I know nothing about this sport, although you're the fourth guest now. I still don't know anything. So we were discussing in an earlier episode how there's the points system.
Yeah.
So are you participating, and I didn't ask the question, my bad. But so with the points as an individual, you're competing in all of those events to try to get the points, or do you have a team that can do other events to help as those points? How does that work?
Yeah, so there's two things. At this particular show,
each
athlete competes as an individual, and they earn points through 5 different contests as part of this event.
That's right.
So you have 5 individual events that are happening.
Okay.
You earn points through each of those for a total score to determine the podium and the order of athletes.
Right.
But on top of that, as an amateur athlete, you have to do a certain number of shows to earn enough points to compete at a higher level of competition.
Oh, cool.
So this show is what's called a qualifier. So people can earn points to compete at the Alberta Provincials and then the Canadian Nationals.
Ah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So do you have any ambitions to compete higher? Or are you doing it strictly for your physical fitness? Like, what's the thought process that you have with the sport?
For me, I do it because I think it's really fun. I think it's a lot of different types of lifting that keeps things interesting.
Right.
And it makes me feel strong in my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the family and the community that came with the gym.
That's right.
And the sport in general.
Okay.
So I have competed at the provincial level. I also competed. We hosted nationals here in Fort McMurray last fall.
Okay.
I competed there as well. Probably not this year because I'm organizing instead of competing as in the future.
Sure. Okay. Now, we've talked to almost everybody about this, but outside of just being a part of this world of training and strongman, what do you do outside of that? As far as like job, stay at home? Do you go out to site? Like what do you do?
Yeah, my main job, I'm in human resources out at site.
Oh.
So I like working with people and really just getting that chance to bring people together and clarify. Okay.
Who do you do human resources for?
Out at Suncor.
Directly for Suncor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I used to be in human resources.
Oh, did you?
A while ago. Yeah. What department? What?
Drink.
Drink. Yeah, exactly. What department do you work in? Because it's like training, recruitment, retention.
It's called the HR Strategic Business Partner is what it's called. So okay. I'm embedded in the team and I work closely with the leadership at the particular the baseline.
Okay.
Towards helping them through talent and culture and strategic people questions.
That's awesome. And have you always been in human resources?
No, I've done all kinds of things.
All right. What?
I actually grew up in Fort McMurray. I'm born and raised.
Born and raised?
Yeah.
There's four of us in this room all at one time.
Wow. Whoop, whoop.
Okay.
All right.
So, okay, you're born and raised in Fort McMurray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, so I went off to sort of spread my wings a little bit after university. I've done, and organizing, actually, through Town of Cochrane, City of Calgary. I actually did Regional Municipality with Buffalo Canada Day celebrations back in 2007, maybe?
Okay.
I could have that year wrong. Yeah, I'm not
that's
sure.
All right.
2008,
We're not going to fact check you on it. Yeah.
It was the first year we didn't do it off the side of the bridge. We used to do the fireworks on the side of the bridge.
That's right.
It was the first year we did them from the SNI.
Are you not going to ask, Elliot?
I'm letting her go. Don't worry. So the question is, and there actually is a right and wrong answer to this, but where did you go to high school?
I was going to say, it's going to be which school did you go to?
Yeah.
I went to Westwood.
Oh, you picked the wrong answer. You're the second person today who said that. I went to Merck. Tanner went to comp. So like,
Westwood beats Merck, though, because they're still public.
You think Westwood beats Merck?
Yeah, because they're still public.
Oh, you're going public.
I'm going public district.
Yeah, see?
Okay, so I'm outnumbered then.
Public schools, kids got to stick together.
When it comes to Merck kids, we do.
Yeah. We had a guest on earlier this morning that we filmed with that was so Westwood. Before she even said what school she went to, we're like, oh, yeah. You're Westwood.
Must be a Westwood kid.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a lot of locals here today. That's cool. I love when that happens.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
There's
more
in sort of our age group now.
That's right.
Facts.
Yeah. That stuck around and came back. I knew. Like, I went to school, big shout out to Grant McEwen, for human resources. And I knew while I was taking it, I would come back. Like, it wasn't a thing for me. But even for, like, me coming back, that, for my buddies who worked out at site, obviously, you come to site. But for most people who graduated and went to post-secondary for something that was outside of the oil and gas field. Mm-hmm. I found they didn't come back, but I knew. I love Fort McMurray.
When I left, I was sure I wasn't coming back to Fort McMurray, and I definitely wasn't going to work in the oil sands.
That's right.
Here I am. And loving it, honestly. It's the best thing I did. I'm so glad I did.
So what was the shift then? What made you want to come back? What was there like, and if it's personal, you don't have to go into it, but why do you think you came back?
You know, I came back because I actually got hired on with Syncrude in Calgary.
Okay.
The small office that's down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been going from contract to contract work. It was hard to get permanent work at the time.
Right.
And they offered me a permanent role.
Right.
And I said, absolutely. You know, my dad worked for Syncrude for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a great company. I want to work there. Mm-hmm. And the Syncrude Calgary office is very small.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, if I'm going to be here 30 years, I got to go home.
That's right.
Soon as I stepped foot back in McMurray,
I
felt immediately back at home.
Okay, very cool. Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Welcome back to Fort McMurray.
Thank you.
So Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for his segment called the Max City Minute.
Cool.
But before we go into there, we're going to place an ad, and you and I are going to sit here for about 40, 45 seconds in awkward silence.
Great.
So Tanner, let's see that ad.
It's all about getting that job, the dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money, So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day, but the fact of the matter is I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show.
All right, and we're back. Awkward silence over. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty, question number one for you today. What is your favorite part of helping bring an event to Fort McMurray?
For me, it's about bringing community. I love seeing things happen in this community because I love it so much. The more vibrancy we can bring and show people that this is a family community that you can be and live and work in.
Mm-hmm. Question number two, what is your favorite part of the competition environment?
At the level that I compete in, we're so community-based. I would say even people in your same weight class who are competing against you, all they want to do is see you be successful. They're going to be cheering you on. They're going to be trying to give you tips. They're going to be yelling, go, go, go. You know, one more rep, and it's such a fun day to be out there.
Question number three, what is your favorite part of working with so many different people in so many different ways?
Gives you an understanding of how different we all are and what we can all bring to the table. Because no matter how many good ideas we think we have, there's always another one out there that could really change things and another way of seeing how something happens. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where someone asks you a question and you answer it and you say, I don't know how anyone else could answer that question any differently. Right? This is the only way I can think of. And then someone else will answer it. Oh, that makes complete sense. I never even thought of it.
Happens
and
to me.
I love that.
Happens to me every time Tanner asks a Max City Minute question.
Or says a very simple and unassuming statement.
That's right.
Question number four. What was your favorite place to hang out when you were in high school?
Oh, I got a guess. Let's see if I'm right or not. I'm not going to say it out loud until you're done.
You know, I'm going to be catching myself here. But we always used to go to the restaurant across the street, which I'm losing my memory on, McRae's.
McRae's. Yeah, it was McRae's.
Yeah, across that from the high school. We used to go there all the time. Wing Wednesday. Boom. How many wings can you eat?
Yeah, yeah.
Max wing challenge.
Was that your guess? Was that your guess?
I was close. I was going to say Uncle Bill's, which is in the same parking lot.
Same parking lot. Yeah.
And your final question. What is one thing you think Fort McMurray has that you can't get anywhere else?
Oh my goodness. You can't get anywhere else. Maybe the perspective on oil and gas in general that, you know, the world has a hard time understanding. Mm-hmm. We have a totally different take on that than anyone else. And have so much pride around what we do here and the value that it gives to community, to country, to people around the world.
And those have been your five questions.
There we go.
Should I have said the strongman competition?
Wait, you just did.
There you go. So, yeah, it was McRae's. It was Coco's before that.
Yeah.
And then it turned into McRae's, but the bar was called something, Geno's. There we go. It was when you said, Geno's. The bar was called Geno's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's a liquor store.
It's a liquor store.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And it's too bad. It's also Insight Medical Health, I think.
That's in the extra building that was built in that parking lot.
Right.
No, they,
that
well,
building didn't exist back yeah, then.
I know that liquor store that was McRae's is split into another.
No, I think they took over the whole, like the new liquor store is a whole facility now.
The Ace Liquor up there?
Yeah.
No, I'm almost for certain that they have another place in there.
Okay, well, listen, if you're watching this, me and Tanner are going to figure this out before. We're going to go on an adventure. Not because I think you're wrong and or right. Now I'm curious.
Yeah.
So we're going to go check this one out. But in the comment section, if you know the real answer to this, bonus points, we might even give you a prize for it. So growing up, going to Westwood, elementary school, junior high did you go to before there?
So I went to Timberlee Elementary.
Okay.
And my claim to fame is I have a handprint both on the pillars outside and one inside.
Nice. I love
from like ECS. Yeah, grade 8.
That's awesome. Yeah, the cool thing about having locals is there's like small little claim to fames that we have. My claim to fame is first kid to ever register and walk through the doors of Sister Mary Phillips.
No way.
So
mine is to not be seen by anybody on the internet.
There you go. Yeah, we all have our own little things. So human resources, like I did it for a decade and I loved it in the oil and gas industry. It's not for everybody. How did you transition into that industry in particular?
Well, the role I had right before that, so my degree is a Bachelor of Commerce. The role I had right before I went to HR was a liaison role. And so I really, over the course of my time, found a passion for bringing people together.
Right.
Answering difficult questions and helping people to come to a common understanding.
Right.
So someone said to me, you need to be in employee relations.
Right, right.
And when I moved into there in 2018, I loved it.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Absolutely loved it. I found big passion in being able to create that together. And then I transitioned to Suncor here through to the changing of ownership or operatorship.
Okay.
And it's been great.
Yeah, I was going to ask, but then you said it. So, okay, because you said you started with Syncrude. I'm just okay. So through the acquisition, that's how you know work for Suncor. Cool. And so do you find yourself at the same place of work or now that you transitioned, you're working?
No, I'm working on Suncor Base Mine, so been a bit surreal.
Yeah.
Driving to a different site.
Yeah. It's a nice change of pace, though.
It's, you know what? It's very cool to see the differences between them because I feel like I bring some knowledge of what I thought I understood over here and see how a similar yet different mine can do things differently. Yeah. Speaking of bringing different perspectives together, same sort of idea,
that's right?
Yeah.
And they're totally different plant sites, like how they have set themselves up. It's really unique to see, and not a lot of people get that opportunity to like go back and forth, so you're pretty lucky in that aspect.
Yeah absolutely.
Cool.
Great.
That's awesome. Well, listen, I know like we're right about at the end of our show. Tanner, I nailed it. So but before we cut people loose, they get a shameless shout out or plug, so you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Thank you very much. Well, I want to do the same thing that Jeff did earlier and then give a shout out to our sponsors for the event. You know, C&B Maintenance in town here has been a supporter for the Strongman Show for many, many years. And they're presenting our overall show this year, which is just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we've got La Prairie Crane on to do our oil barrel hoist, which is going to be super cool. Mm-hmm. And Shaw's Enterprises for a couple of our events throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then Napa Auto Parts is doing the Atlas Stones.
There you go.
Event for us. So,
and then Gail Bebo was another one that's sponsoring that we heard about earlier.
Yep. So Gail's come on board. She's another longtime supporter. So we're really thankful for her.
Yeah.
Her support. And for McNeil Chiropractic as well, who Jeff mentioned earlier as well.
There we go.
So thank you very much to all those sponsors. Couldn't do it without you. That's another, you know, speaking of unique things about Fort McMurray, not to go over my time.
No, you can go over your time.
But we have
a
very giving company, corporate community up here, and events like this wouldn't happen without them. So
there we go. Great shout out. Well, listen, I do mean this, and some guests take me up on it, but anytime you want to come back, please feel free to come on the show again and again and again.
We're thankful for you having us. This is a great way to bring things again to our community.
You're more than welcome. And so that's what I'm going to end this show off on, is we have our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. But this whole week has been dedicated to the Strongman competition, as well as the Highland Games, everything that's happening at Mac Island this Friday, Canada Day long weekend. Make sure to go out and show your support. Other from that, I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.
Really?